Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we've got another good show for you today. It's part four of our series in which we've been counting down the best film music of the past year. And today is a show I'm really excited about because we get to the top five. We'll be counting down from number five all the way to number one on today's show. Be an hour filled with great music, and I do hope you enjoy what we have on tap for you. So, without further ado, we begin at number five, and a score from composer Dario Marianelli, a beautiful, really kind of aching effort written for Cary Fukunaga's Jane Eyre. Take a listen. Very fine music from Dario Marianelli, his score for Jane Eyre coming in at number 5 on our list of the best film music of the past year. Coming in at number 4 is a score from composer Howard Shore, one which has earned a great deal of praise over the course of the past year. Shore is not a composer who's generally known for his light touch, but that's precisely what he employs in Martin Scorsese's Hugo, which just features a lovely score filled to the brim with memorable themes and really nice ideas. Let's take a listen.
Thank you. couleurs, voir la lune, les étoiles, tout se retrouve à nouveau. Serpent dans les ruelles, dans l'oubli, dans la peur, petit génie aux doigts de fée, fixant les heures, ouvrant ses ailes, un cœur qui pleure et qui s'envole. L'amour a soigné ce qui manquait. Elle était inconnue, curieuse et puis amie. Un clin d'œil en offrande, petite sirène aux yeux de nuit. Sa clé apportait le rêve, vivant un secret qu'il partage à présent. Il était magicien d'images, de poèmes, dompteur de rêves, caché dans l'ombre, seul avec son jeu brisé, son cœur cassé, les choses en morceaux se d'images, de poèmes, dompteurs de rêves, cachés dans l'ombre, seul avec son jeu brisé, son cœur cassé, les choses en morceaux se réparent à nouveau.
And that's music by Howard Shore, written for Hugo. Coming in at number three is a score that not many people have paid attention to, but a really wonderful work from an endlessly interesting composer. This is music by Marco Beltrami, written for a movie that came out early in 2011 called Soul Surfer. Now, the movie was just okay, but the music was just such a tremendous effort by Beltrami, inventive in the orchestration, featuring beautiful themes, just a really memorable effort, and I want to share a few pieces from that with you here. I do hope you enjoy them. Take a listen. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're counting down the best film music of 2011 on the program today. We just featured number 3 on our list, Soul Surfer by Marco Beltrami. Coming in at number 2, a score which has received a great deal of attention, John Williams' music for Steven Spielberg's War Horse. Now, this is a score that I feel received a great deal of unfair criticism from a lot of the movie critics out there. People accused Williams of kind of overplaying that movie's sentiment and providing a score which tried to pull too many heartstrings, a little too blatantly. I disagree completely. I think it's a score which is actually quite subtle in places, and a really beautiful effort, which perfectly captures the very old-fashioned vibe Spielberg is going for in his movie. It's a tremendously effective work, and the film wouldn't be half as effective as it is without it. And I do hope you enjoy these splendid compositions we feature for you now from War Horse.
Thank you.
That's music by the great John Williams, written for War Horse, and that one comes in at number 2 on our list of the very best films of the past year. Coming in at number 1, ironically, is not a score by John Williams, but rather a score which is somewhat heavily influenced by John Williams for a movie heavily influenced by Steven Spielberg, and that would be J.J. Abrams' Super 8, featuring music by Michael Giacchino. This is a really wonderful score, and Giacchino is a talented composer. He does a great job on everything he's handed, but this one has a level of emotional depth that I think we've rarely heard from the composer. It's really a tremendous work, one which both perfectly captures the old-fashioned vibe that the movie is going for, while also remaining something very much in Giacchino's own voice. It's a score that only has a couple of themes, but they're both really perfect for what they're trying to do, and a score that I find myself returning to again and again. So, without further ado, the year's best score, Michael Giacchino's Super 8. Enjoy. Michael Giacchino's music for Super 8, which comes in at number one on our list of the very best film music of 2011. That's it. We're completely out of time. Have a great week, everyone. More music and maybe some movie reviews next time. Back at you later.